JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, new infant school opens in Marley Hill, St. Catherine. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica feature. Stay with us. A new infant school costing $24 million was recently handed over to residents of Marley Hill, St. Catherine. The school was built by the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund and is one of 9 schools being built by Chase under the Jamaica 50 Legacy Project Initiative.
My administration from very early made it clear that early childhood education is a priority area for policy action and funding. Our position as a government on the reform of early childhood education remains rock solid and non-negotiable. Notwithstanding the serious resource constraints facing our country, no child must be left behind.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, keynote speaker at the handing over ceremony. The school can accommodate 35 students. It boasts 2 new classrooms, a furnished kitchen with appliances, sanitary facilities, sick bay, an administrative block, play area, and a 3,000-gallon water tank. It will also have play equipment and other amenities to meet the requirements of the Early Childhood Commission, ECC. Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 16 years. Vision 2030 is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is sharing a number of water conservation tips for surviving the dry season.
Make sure your toilet does not leak. Place a few drops of food coloring in the toilet tank. If the colored water appears in the toilet bowl without flushing, your toilet is leaking. Have it fixed immediately.
That water conservation tip brought to you by ODPEM. And here is a glimpse of Jamaica.
I want to talk about the coconut brush. The coconut brush is actually made from coconut. We get a dried coconut and we cut it into with a saw. And then we take out the middle part of it and that can be thrown away. And then the part that is left now is called the coconut brush. Well, in my days, what we used to do is use the polish, genie polish. For those who didn't have genie polish, they would get wax. The wax is what we get from the bees. And then we would heat that over fire and rub it on the brush. When we do that now, we would start shining our floor. And we will get a nice, nice shine. That is one of my favorite glimpses of Jamaica. My name is Corinne Watson, and I'm from Kitsap.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. Thank you for taking another journey with me, Roundabout JA. Remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ankar, and until then, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.